I would say that was an eclectic football game for us this evening. I think as you look at the performance on the first half, or particularly the first quarter, it definitely didn't start the way you want to start a football game. I don't think really all three phases helped one another at all. But then really from that point on, I thought the opportunities created, particularly for a number of our younger players, they really benefited from their opportunity tonight. So looking forward to the evaluation. This third preseason game, and then the fourth preseason game is always a rough week for everybody. You know, there's going to be young men that leave our team, come Tuesday. And, tonight was about trying to create as many opportunities as we possibly could for those guys. So, and with that, I think we're going to have a lot of very good information to evaluate tomorrow as a coaching staff. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, how serious is the injury to Randall Cobb?
Randall Cobb has a shoulder, so obviously he didn't return tonight.
How's Micah Hyde, do you think?
Micah had neck spasm. Yep.
Mike, on Randall, is there any reason to believe it's as serious as what Jordy sustained?
No, I don't think we're in that arena at all, so. Saw Randall in the locker room. He was part of the team prayer. So,
you think Balag is okay?
Yes, he had an ankle sprain, or maybe more of a bruise.
Is it getting harder and harder to play veterans in these games, especially when you see a couple guys go down again tonight?
Well, I think we all have to be, practical about this. I mean, number one, the health of your players is at the forefront of everything that you do in your program. So, and every decision is weighed with an amount of risk. And, the second and third preseason games, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And it was really part of the plan to try to be a little more aggressive in the first game with some more reps so you didn't feel the stress of it so much in the second and third game. So these are tough contests each and every year because there's so many different variables and they're never exactly the same. So, injuries and why you play certain guys and you don't play other guys, a lot of it has to do with who they're playing with and what's around them too. So, as far as not only the unit they're playing with but also the competitions that are going on throughout your team. So there's just a lot of moving parts, but you have to play. You have to play football. I think it's nonsense to think you can just go and not play, your starters throughout preseason. It's not practical. We all signed up for four preseason games. That's what it is.
Is it you? Was the defensive performance a little bit worrisome, or is there – I guess how do you view how they
just to go back to what I said in the opening statement? I think we started poorly as a football team in the first quarter. We looked a little flat in our run defense. We had some communication errors in the coverage, so we'll evaluate that, get all the corrections and calls and adjustments that were made throughout the game, and plot the video. And this is a tough run for us. Coming off of a Sunday, Saturday, Thursday, type. Schedule, and it's the first time we've gone that way. So we knew we were going to be really stressed at the back end of this preseason schedule. So we got to make sure we make do the best we can and get as much work done here in the next couple days before we play the Saints.
What did Hundley get done tonight as far as impressing you with where he is?
Number one, I just wanted to see him play quarterback, and that's the only thing I really told him was just it's trust your preparation, the process. Everything you've gone through to get ready for this game, go out there and play football just like you always have. So I thought he had excellent command, the huddle and the line of scrimmage, made some adjustments, trusted his feet. I thought his timing of playing in the pocket and out of the pocket is what you're looking for. Sometimes young guys, it takes them a little longer to get that, and he seemed pretty natural a number of times, extending plays, ball accuracy. Decisions, there'll be some that he'll learn from. So I thought Brett did a lot of nice things, and I thought Matt did, he kept it going. I thought Matt Blanchard played very well. He had the one poor decision on the interception, and I'm very proud of our young quarterbacks. They both showed that they belong tonight.
What about some of the end receivers, White and Janice?
Miles, you know, that's what you're looking for, Miles. You know, he's got, you talk about a young man that's just busted his butt the whole time he's been here. So it's just really, really, really excited to see him have success, and he made a number of big plays. You know, Jeff did some good things in the passing game, you know, offensively.
I know it's preseason and you're trying to look at a lot of guys, but 8 penalties on special teams.
Special teams was poor. I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. I mean, we had the bad field position time and time again. The holding on in the return game, way too much of it. I mean, each and every week you play with a, you know, different officiating crew. You know, we're educated on it. Everybody has tendencies. This crew they called it tight tonight, and it was evident the first quarter. But you know, we continue to play with did not play with the discipline needed in the the fundamentals, and special teams did not have a good evening at all.
I know it's the totality of training camp on these decisions, but on a guy like Rajon Neal has the touchdown on the catch and had a pretty good run as well. Is that something that jumps out at you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Rajon's another young guy. You talk about a young man that's had an opportunity to be on our practice squad, and now he's getting more and more opportunities each and every week throughout this preseason. So, and he's definitely, I mean, he's made plays, particularly the last 2 weeks, with those opportunities, both in the kickoff return, big time play on the screen, you know. So he's doing a lot of good things. Excuse me?
Have you ever had a preseason like this with so many different injuries?
You talking numbers or? I mean, because the numbers are not, I mean, the numbers are average or below average.
Do you have a feeling on TJ Lang right now for the Bear game?
I would forecast that TJ would line up against the Bears, yeah.